Hello and welcome to Red Red Wine on a Sunday. I'm Jerry, your host, and tonight on the show, it's all about feeling satisfied. Yes, Tom Schultz there is feeling satisfied, and for some reason, Mr. Wolf is not.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All of ourselves. Doing a man's job.
Sitting at home and I'm so excited. Take me around a party that we weren't invited. Time leads up the tears for chaos. Hey, hey, my little hey. Hey, hey, mama, mama, hey.
Yes, I will be playing songs from that one on every show for a while. You can guarantee that. Now, some of you are saying that this is the best sounding Replacements album ever, including studio albums. The production is crisp, the band is on point, and the set list is thorough. Yes, yes, and yes, maybe it is the best sounding Mads album out there. But when we listen to the Mads, are we worried about production values? I think not. But hey, this is just one silly podcaster's opinion. You heard the song Heyday from the brand spankin' new ultra-high fidelity album called Live at Maxwell's 1986. Now, if the band was from a couple of decades earlier, the record company would have put this one out right after Tim. Yes, the three albums followed by a live album. Formula of the 70s. But I'm kind of glad they didn't, as the production would not have been so crisp and clean as it is now in 2017. Hey, I think I just contradicted myself there. In the mortal words of Willy Wonka, scratch that, reverse it. Moving on, you heard Guitar Wolf with his disintegration of the Stones' Satisfaction. Don't worry, I have some authentic Stones in the 7-inch section of the show later. You can find that Guitar Wolf song on the Planet of the Wolves album, released on vinyl by Matador back in 97. Starting the show off, some classic 70s rock for you. Yes, Boston with Feeling Satisfied, ripped from the Don't Look Back album of 78. Yeah, that was their follow-up to that classic first album. Got a great suggestion from Boyd this week. Here's something from Crackers' debut album. Hailing from New Zealand, that was the Los Ores with the song Satisfy from their one and only album called What's the Time. That one was released back in 08 on the Off the Hip label. You know, not sure what happened to that band as they I can only find their old MySpace page, and they only released one album, but if you like your garage rock in the vein of the Hives or the Helicopters, I suggest you seek that one out. Cracker before that with the song Satisfy You from their debut self-titled album. Boyd suggested that one. Yes, that band is the David Lowry-led country rockers that formed out of the ashes of Camper Van Beethoven. All right, it is time to play some stuff from the Brothers Davies. Yeah, that's about time, you say.
And I know that everybody, and I know that everybody be happy, as happy as you and me. Cause I know, come on baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. And everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know that when I see you walking down the street, well, it makes me happy to see you walking. It makes my life complete. Cause I know. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on, baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. And everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know that you and me, and I know that you and me be happy, as happy as we can be. Cause I know. Come on baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna say. Come on baby, let me tell ya all the things I wanna see. And everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. Everybody's gonna be happy, which means you and me, my love. And I know. Satisfaction.
satisfaction. I will be satisfied. Now, Mr. Tagger and Mr. Richards, I will scratch where I've been itching. Now, Mr. Tagger and Mr. Richards, I will scratch where I've been itching. Before I'm gone, before I'm gone, before I'm gone, before I'm gone. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Before I'm gone, before I'm gone, I said I will have satisfaction. Wow. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Take a left off the straight and the narrow. Let the bullet go back into the barrel. Ha!
Summer, please.
I'm talking about a good time here.
Entire summer at the beach and getting paid
to
boot.
We finally got a chance for someone to look class. I say we do it.
Well, let's vote on it.
Aye. Making it is their dream.
You better not blow this audition.
This place is heaven.
This summer is their chance.
Dude, yo, can't you be subtle?
Who the hell are you, people?
I'm Jenny Lee. We're here for the audition.
We have come a long way. We deserve our shot up there.
They're playing for what they want.
See where I grew up, people usually end up where they started. And I've got to take it out.
And having a wild time getting it.
I'm seeing you.
the best-known songs from the band The Shoes. That was She Satisfies, taken from the 1980 release called Present Tense. Other songs you might know from the band, that power pop band that I love. Let's see. Too Late and Tomorrow Night. Yeah, that last one was pressed up on a 7-inch Bomp label slab of vinyl. Before The Shoes, an excellent suggestion from Kate, Tom Waits with Satisfied from the Bad Is Me album of 2011. Yes, Kate, I love that album from Mr. Waits as well. Before Tom, you heard The Kinks with Everybody's Gonna Be Happy, ripped from the translucent orange vinyl of the High Fidelity soundtrack. You know, nothing makes me happier than sitting down with a glass of wine, some chocolate, or maybe a cold brew, and some fresh popcorn and watching a favorite movie. Yes, High Fidelity, School of Rock, or maybe a Nicholson classic like The Last Detail. Yes, satisfaction guaranteed.
Make some
Second specials album, called appropriately enough, More Specials. That was the song Get Happy. Yes, and Get Happy is the name of the album that I ripped the song from to start the set off. Yes, Mr. Costello released Get Happy in 1980, his third studio album, and I played one of my favorites from that one called Temptation, sandwiched in between there. Another suggestion from Boyd, the song Happy. It's called The Happy Song from the Slackers and their album called Self Medication, released back in 2008. Sorry. I have a special treat for you now, but you might want to open the window first. Enjoy.
Flatulation punctuates still that air, and I thank God you're here. I plead, enjoy. Smell my mug, enjoy. Make the most of my but don't enjoy my good friends, enjoy. Laces of mushrooms unlock a mystery. Come and share it with me. I can't recall last time I washed my feet. We're in for a drink. Ow! Here's my shoes, enjoy. And here's my sock, enjoy. Make the most of my toes. Enjoy my good friends, enjoy. Get the window! Get the window!
Oh,
get the window!
Billy!
Oh, no! Oh,
check
no!
Out. Check it out. It's... I wasn't very loud. It's one of Gucci's against an apricot.
Why don't you take a whiff of my sniffing gym?
That one punch the punch.
Take a whiff. Take a whiff. My sniffing gym.
Here, wait. Turn down the stereo. I got a good one. Here.
Ah!
Roll your windows.
No way, dude.
Don't just cut smell fart.
No.
Roll your windows.
Nah,
roll your windows. Guys! Roll your windows!
Flatulation punctuates still right here. And I thank God you're here. I quit. Enjoy. Smell my feces. Enjoy. Sniff my ass. Wild eyes. Pass gas. Enjoy my good friends. Enjoy.
Sound of rain on the window pane makes a mighty sweet and soft refrain. But I never found a sound as sweet as the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet. Mockingbird never says a word, but his pretty music must be heard. Well, there is no music with the beat of the tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet. Honey, when we're dancing, it is so divine. Kind of way much closer, closer than the quarter to nine. Love the band down in Dixieland. Got a rhythm makes you clap your hands. But there is no rhythm, I repeat, like the tippity-tippity-tap of the happy feet. Tip to tip to tap of happy feet. Honey, when we're dancing, it is so divine. Kind of way much closer, closer than a quarter to nine. Love the band down in Dixieland. I got a rhythm makes you clap your hands. But there is no rhythm, I repeat, like the tippity-tippity-tap of the happy feet. The tippity-tippity-tap of the happy feet. Tippity-tippity-tap of happy feet.
You know what I think? I think you two folks have this whole problem left. None of this nonsense about exercise and fresh air and sunshine when you could be devoting yourself to something really important like drinking. Now, what do we start with? Something nice, cold, and tall? Or shall I just fix you a real short glass?
Yes, it is that time of the show to enjoy a cold beverage, and tonight I have a favorite. The Deschutes Brewing Company out of Bend, Oregon, released a seasonal brew, I think just this last week, called Jubale, or Jubale, J-U-B-E-A-L-E. And, you know, I make a point of picking up at least one six-pack during the holiday season to taste, so please raise up your glass and let's make a toast to satisfaction. Yes, whatever makes you happy. Cheers. This one is making me happy. Yes, a great holiday ale. No, this is not one of those pumped up pumpkin ales, nor is a triple with alcohol levels so high you need a nap after one glass. Although I do like those on occasion. No, this is a simple, strong ale that I love. Let's see, on the Deschutes website they call it a festive winter ale. And it has a sweet malt build with some pale and crystal malts, some Cascade and Golding hops coming in at the end there. Let's see, it is 6.7 ABV and 65 IBU. It's a wonderful balanced and hearty ale for those crisp autumn nights. Wonderful aromas on the nose. Subtle hints of ginger, allspice, and maybe a bit of caramel and warm toast. Wow, it hits you with the nice creamy malt. All those great flavors, and then the hops kick in to balance out the taste buds, leaving a wonderful aftertaste without a hint of bitterness. Love it. All right, let's see the music. Yes, a set for those who take satisfaction in bodily odors. Happy Feet from Mr. Dean Martin, and before that, The Descendants with Enjoy from the album called Enjoy. You know, I have to thank Jake for suggesting the Martin, which I took from the complete Dean Martin collection. Now, if you haven't yet listened to Jake's podcast, Jake's Inferno, you need to right now. Yes, stop Red Red Wine on a Sunday, navigate over to jakesinferno.libsyn.com, click on the play button for episode 356. Morphine, Fun-Loving Criminals, Big Maybelline, and Stevie Wonder are just a few of the oral treats waiting you. Yes, it gives me great satisfaction to point you over to his show. I know you'll like it. And it gives me great satisfaction to play some new stuff on the show with hopes that it will lead you to get to know the bands and songs for your future satisfaction. Here's a new one from the Buffalo Killers.
All white and gray, fill up his face. Thank you.
Set out with a song called On Out from the Buffalo Killers and their brand new album called Alive and Well in Ohio. Wonderfully twisting and turning song with a hit of psychedelia. There, don't you think? Yeah, I kind of love that one. You can grab that one for yourself over on the Alive Natural Sounds website. They have 150 copies of the LP pressed up on the Bomp label on eye-popping Starburst vinyl. So get on over there and grab one for yourself. After the Killers, you heard the Pack AD with a song. Let's see, it's titled Dollar Sign. Yes, just the single symbol dollar sign. You know, that's the S with the line through it. Yes, the symbol for money. Yeah, yeah. Okay, enough explaining. Just head over to the usual places, you know, Amazon, iTunes, etc., and check out the playlist. It is the second song on the new album called Dollhouse. And let's see, you just heard the song Prayer from the band The Shorts out of Ballarat, I think it's called Ballarat, Australia, that town. You know, I was lucky enough to have Darren send me their latest CD called Chicken Shit, and I've been loving it. Darren writes that he finally got the pleasure of catching them live last week, supporting me first in the Gimme Gimmes. Wow, that would have been a great show to be at, Darren. Thanks again for the CD. I hope, like you, that they release some vinyl at some point. Speaking of vinyl, here's the Biters with the last song on the A-side of their latest album.
Zero.
The Bronx have a new album out, and just like the last four, it doesn't have a title, so it's called Five. You heard the song Side Effects from that one, released just last month on the ATO label in the States and Cooking Vinyl in the rest of the world. Strong album that I've been loving as of late. The Biters before that with the song Gypsy Rose from their latest called The Future Ain't What It Used to Be. Yes, if you have been listening for the past few months, this one has been played to death at the Pinhead Compound and will be in the top five records of the year. Yeah, my list, that is for sure. Up next, three songs from a great new compilation called For Santa Rosa.
If I become addicted to you, that would be alright. I think going through a jaws of you would leave my side. From the love you give to me, from the love I sure do believe. You pick me up, I don't feel like a slug. You like her, you like her.
Sell it, don't be hunter. She'll tie you up and have her way. She's like a super sonic wire, bouncing down the street.
compilation called For Santa Rosa, you heard first Dan Vepr and the Cheats with Miracle Drug, then a band called Avenues with Supersonic, and to round out this set, the Dolly Rods with Babbling Idiot. Now, I've played Dan Vepr and the Dolly Rods before and love both those bands, but Avenues is new to me. The band hail from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and have a half dozen albums and EPs over on the Bandcamp machine. The For Santa Rosa compilation is available over on Bandcamp as well, and is a benefit for those who have suffered due to the wildfires that have ravaged the West Coast this last month. The proceeds from the sale of this 41-track compilation will be donated to the victims of those fires. And I have to salute all the bands who donated songs to the effort and to the efforts of the first responders to the fires. Several friends of mine have suffered a great deal, one even losing their home in the inferno. A toast to all those who have helped. Cheers. You know, I need to raise a glass again to all the fine contributors to the show this week. Darren, Boyd, Jake, and Kate. Salute. You know, if you're on the For Santa Rosa Bandcamp page, you will notice the artwork for the cover features the Peanuts gang. Yes, Snoopy is playing the drums and has a mohawk. Damn, I love that stuff. And the artwork has a bit of a meaning in this case, as Charles Schulz's home in Santa Rosa was taken by the fires. The Schulz Museum, just a few miles away, was thankfully spared. All right, let's turn the spirits around a bit with some vinyl and three happy songs.
I listen here, band up there on the stand. Sing a joyful song so we can all sing too. Hum a merry tune to us, it fits our mood. Simple little feelings we'll derive from you. Sing us a happy little song that we can dance to. Sing us a song of love and happiness. Flowing, going right, I know you do your best. Light and fast, you know, but still with tenderness. Sing us a happy little song and we can do the rest. We could light the night if we just let feelings flow. Just let ourselves go.
Thank you.
up Jack, all the horses happy. Then they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy.
Jack the Giant, and drops it on his back. Line, 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 line. They couldn't stop Jack, all the water slapping. And they couldn't prevent Jack from being happy.
The first thing you do when you start a band is talk about your influences. That's how you figure out what kind of band you want to be. So, who do you like? Blondie.
Christina Aguilera.
Who? No! Come on! What? You, shortstop.
Puff Daddy.
Wrong. Billy.
Liza Minnelli?
What are you... You guys! This project is called Rock Band. I'm talking about bands that rock! Led Zeppelin! Don't tell me you guys have never gotten the lead out. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant? Ring any bells? What about Sabbath? AC/DC? Motorhead? Oh, what are they teaching this place? Summer, you're the class whatever. Go to the board.
Factotum.
Factotor. New schedule. 8:15 to 10, rock history. 10 to 11, rock appreciation and theory. And then band practice till the end of the day.
What about math?
No, not important.
World cultures?
Not important. You guys, we need to focus here. Don't you want to win this contest? It's prestigious.
Thank you.
You Gotta Love Keith on vocals, and I believe that was his very first recorded session on the mic, or at least with him as the key lead vocalist. But hey, I could be wrong. The song is Happy, and it is from a Rolling Stones label 45 pressed up in 72, but hey, I didn't need to tell you that. I also didn't need to tell you about the song before the Stones, The Who with Happy Jack from a Decca label 7-inch pressed up in 66. I do need to tell you about the song that started the set off, that, yes, that was Alex Chilton on the mic. The song is the flip side of the Soul Deep single from the Box Tops. That one was pressed up on the Mala label back in 69. The song, well, it is simply titled The Happy Song. You know what is making me very happy these days? The 27-inchers from Petty on the jukebox. Here's a couple.
I was in love with a girl on marijuana. She said, if I'm not stoned, I don't wanna. But she got so paranoid, her place I would avoid. I was in love with a girl on marijuana. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. She had everything going but her brain. We'd talk endlessly for hours, but by morning it'd go sour. I was in love with a girl on cocaine. Through ecstasy, crystal meth and glue, I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know just what I need. I was in love with a girl on LSD. She'd see things I'd never see. She broadened her perspective. Then I got more selective. I was in love with a girl on LSD. I threw extra sea crystal meth and glue. I found no drug compares to you. All these pills, all this weed, I don't know what I need. I was in love with a girl who drank beer till bad breath and all, she disappeared. She was blowing up real bad, but when she left I was still sad. I was in love with a girl who drank beer. Love with a girl on China Way. We were married for a year one night. Her memory still lingers, 'cause I burned all my fingers. I was in love with a girl on China Way. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. There's times when I couldn't keep her off me. That caffeine got her going, but her ugly side was showing. I was in love with a girl who drank coffee. I was in love with a girl who was a dealer. I was afraid somebody'd come and steal her. We never used to fight, but the phone rang day and night. I was in love with a girl who was a dealer. Sure as hell, she got popped by the big guys.
Salad, a lot of weenies too. gonna do the dog. We're gonna do the sweat. We'll wear mosquito repellent. Play on the jungle gym. Heartbreakers beach party.
Yeah.
Heartbreakers beach party.
Yeah. All right, Jones. Let's dig some clams.
You know, Tom Petty understood the value of the B-side and always put some nuggets on there. The wackiness of the Heartbreakers Beach Party song that you just heard, the B-side of the single Change of Heart, and the droll humor of Girl on LSD before that, which was the B-side of the You Don't Know How It Feels 45 Press Tip and 94. Yeah, he always put some good stuff on the B-sides. You know, I'm sounding sort of like a broken record, but Petty, you will be missed. All right, one more satisfied 45 to end the show, but before I play it, let me tell you about the next two episodes. Next week, the subject will be fetishes. I'll be on a work-related trip the next 2 weeks, and back just in time to get the Red Red One at Sunday time machine warmed up, and I'll set the dial for 1986. So if you have any songs to contribute, drop me a line at redwoodwineonasunday@gmail.com. The last 45. Well, we will be heading back to the classic rock genre that started the show. It's a bit of Billy Squire and the song Keep Me Satisfied, the flip side of the 1982 smash hit Emotions in Motion. You know, I hope you have been satisfied with the show this week, and I'll see you next week for more Red Red Wine on a Sunday.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.